I believe the Lord is trying to help us. I believe He's willing and wanting to come to us if we can but get to where He's at. Amen. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 11. It's ringing up here and echoing back. Very familiar text. I felt the Lord deal with me to preach on, and may God help us here in this service. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon Israel, on all Israel. And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coast of Israel. And then, if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee. Then came messengers to Gibeah of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came in after the herd out of the field. And Saul said, what aileth the people that they weep? And they told him of the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard these tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces, and sent them throughout all the coast of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whoso cometh not after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messengers that came, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow, by the time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. And the messengers came and showed it unto the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Quickly turn with me to Psalms chapter 55. May God help us to preach here this morning. Found your place, say amen. Give ear to my prayer, O God. Hide not thy face from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pain within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had the wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah, and I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. And if the Lord will help me, I want to preach this morning on a calm in the crisis. a calm in the crisis. Would you stretch your hands toward heaven and ask God to help us right now, Father? A wonderful name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord who liveth and reigneth forever. Amen. You may be seated. They tell us that the 911 emergency, the 911 emergency system, is the state of the art of all alert systems. It is the best of all of the immediate attention. All you need to do is dial those numbers and you will almost instantly be connected to a dispatcher. And in front of the dispatcher will be the reading out of the list of your telephone number, your address, and the name by which the telephone number is listed in the address. Also listening in are the police department, the fire department, and the paramedics. A caller might not be able to say what the problem really is. Or perhaps a woman's husband may have just had a heart attack and she is so out of control that she cannot do nothing but scream hysterically into the telephone line. But the dispatcher doesn't need to hear anything she's got to say. All she needs to know is where the call is coming from. Help is already on the way. There are times in our lives when we all face some of the most desperate situations and pains in our life that we dial 911 prayers. And sometimes, hallelujah, and sometimes out of control of the situation, we lose sight on how to talk. We lose sight on how to tell God exactly how I feel and what's going on in my life. But remember this one thing. It's not all together that you know how to explain it under God or to know why you're calling. It's just simply call. He already knows and he already hears and he already understands. But God hears. He knows our name. He knows our circumstance and help is on the way because God has already begun to bring the remedy. I want to preach to you this morning that God is aware of your situation. Heaven's mindful of it. Heaven's aware of it. Nothing has took God by storm. David said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. I want to tell you in this building, the stacks may be against you and the lies of hell may be upon you and whispering in your ear, but I come to tell you that there are messengers out of heaven that has come to the rescue of the church, that's come to the rescue of the people of God while they search for a man that can help our man Jesus. He stands on the sideline. He's always ready for battle. He is the triumphant one. He is the overcoming one. He's the one that's got the record. I've never been defeated. I've never been torn down. I've never lost a battle. Sickness ain't conquered me. Pain ain't overtook me. Problems ain't drowned in me. I'm God bigger than it all. I want you to know heaven has got to come for your crisis. Hallelujah. There is a place of serenity that's indescribable. There is a place of security that I cannot explain. I know not how to tell it, and I know not how to talk it. But somehow or another, I feel it in the midst of the storm. I knew that when the midnight comes, that there is aggravations of pain that grip a hold of our mind. Help me while I preach, Lord. There is things that befall us that sometimes it racks our body. But then there is a pain that's in the soul of a man. It racks his mind. It destroys his nerves. And it comes to making doubt if there's anybody out there to help me. I want to tell you something. The emptiness of your life is only the beginning for God's feeling. It is only the beginning for God's ability to show you I can do it. I would I had a church that was happy that there is a God that hears and there is a God that's able to sustain when the tempt is raw. I want you to know he's walked on water before and he can do it again. Hallelujah. I said he can do it. Hallelujah. It's a dark hour in the life of the people. If you know anything about your Bible, Nahash is an enemy to the people of God. He comes to destroy and to tear down. He comes to pluck out and to plot against your soul. He wants you to be able to cripple by not just his attack, but by his voice as well as his attack. Oh, great God, can I tell you, while the presence of some enemies may scare us and may frighten us, they never shake God and they never shake heaven. I feel like preaching in this house. Your midnight is the rocking moment of the hope of the sunshine. Can I tell you, whether it's high midnight or high noon, there's a voice whispering, a soft and low, help is on the way. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, in this service today, that there is a God in eternity that is aware of your situation. He already knows. I want you to hear me preach. God has your power in his hand. Nahash, his very name means serpent or snake. And the Bible declares unto us that he calls that enemy of our faith the old serpent. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, and the serpent beguiled Eve. I want you to come go with me right quickly so I can hurry and preach to us and make an altar. I want you to see the night went to bed. Families went to sleep. But morning came. And when morning came, there was a shocking moment that got a hold of them when they arose. And they saw the enemy. They saw Nahash, the Ammonite, as he encamped against them. And what he began to threatened to them. I want you to notice, every one of us is aware of a foe. Every one of us is aware that there is a hell to destroy us. And there's a power of the devil that wants to trap us. But I come to tell you, without any reservations, that there is still power in the blood. There's still power in the protection of the blood. There is still provision in the blood. blood. I want you to know it wasn't just blood. It was precious blood. Thank God Almighty. Blood that protects. Blood that provides. Blood that perceives. And we are in need of that blood. Thank God, help me. When the presence of the enemy cannot rack your nerves, shock your soul, numb your emotions. Woo! I want you to know you're marching toward victory. Amen. I want you to see something here if I can get it out. I want to pull this if I can. There's a little part of this story that needs to ooze out into our lives. And that is the moment that under pressure, there is no time for compromise. Hallelujah. I said, I'm not retreating. I'm not backing up. And I'm not looking for a different direction. What worked in the past will work now and work in the future. He's not crippled by my situation. My elements hadn't robbed him of strength or power. It's done but one thing. It's made me learn to lean. It's made me learn to trust. It has made me learn to hold on. I want you to know, Jabez Gilead, you ain't gotta give in to Nahash. There's a God in heaven that's aware of it, and he knows how to bring deliverance in the right time, at the right place, in your life. I want you to understand that Nahash, that old serpent, he comes at a time when we are at our lowest ebb, seeking to destroy and seeking to devour. He'll taunt your mind when you're in a state of fear. He'll tell you God is nowhere near. Heaven is shut up. The ports of glories have went out of business. Your day is numbered and your time has come to an end. I wish you'd hear me preach. But can I tell you something? And I feel like preaching to us oft times that has experienced the name Jabez Gilead. Hallelujah. Anybody know what Jabez Gilead means? It means dried up or just dry. He doesn't come when the water's flowing. Woo! He doesn't come when I feel like I can conquer him. He comes when the time when I feel like I'm at my weakest moment. He comes at the time when I can't dial 911. All I know how to do is scream hysterically, "Oh God! Oh God! Oh God!" One man said trouble oft times has such an overwhelming effect that it will literally numb your word box and not let you speak. But can I tell you that no trouble, no trial, no pain or no heartache has ever stopped the ability to well in your soul. Sin lies. It says you're defeated. Pain and heartache said God has forgotten you. Trouble seems to whisper upon our ear as though a constant tormented companion that tells us God has forsaken and has forgotten. I want to preach in a hurry if I can. I want you to know that under your greatest moment of pressure, compromise will be your enemy. It will never resolve to a solution. It will never bring in a victory. Compromise simply means somebody has got to lose something to make an agreement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching in this house. Are you hearing me this morning, church? We are under pressure. It seems like the knife of hell has laid to our throat. I know there's times in our life where every one of us, regardless of strength or weakness, we reach a place that we cry out unto God, where are you? But can I tell you, the same God that hears from the mountain, here's in the valley. He does not deviate. He does not go from one extreme to the other. Imagine if you can. He's on the mountain while in the valley. He is aware of the situation. I wish I had a church that could say, man, in the middle of the overwhelming, that there is a God who hears my complaint. Calm in the crisis. Did you not hear what David said in the Word of God? Stay with me and I'll hurry. Did you not hear what he said? So very profound. He said, give ear to my prayer. Oh God, hide not thy face from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint. And make a noise. Woo! I was by myself last night at that table when I felt God come to me. I prayed two or three times. I'd slip away while the men were working, come out here and pray. And then I'd slip back. And then I'd come back in and slip in again. And God began to deal with my heart. And this is where I want to preach to us. Your bitter cry has become a blossoming prayer in heaven. Your bitter woes have become a wonderful miracle wrought by the hand of God. I want you to hear me. We must change our attitude toward our situation. And that is that we cry unto God. There is no help outside of the help of God. For the Word of God said, vain is the help of man. Somebody ought to say, man, God give us a place at a time where we can be healed, where we can be delivered, and where trouble will not embark against us, but it will stand off. God give deliverance unto the people of God. You may not like what I'm about to preach, but a lot of us spend our time complaining but not making enough noise. We know how to talk about it, but the noise that David was talking about, it wasn't a noise of an attention getter of man, but it was a stirring to get God's attention. Anybody in this building want to help the preacher? How many in this house can throw your right hand up and say, "Preacher, I got some complaints. I got some situations that is there complaints in my life?" But David said, in my complaints, he said, "I make a noise." Whew. Silent complaint breeds bitter woes. You didn't hear me, did you? I said, silent complaint brings bitter woes. But when there is a noise, I looked it up. I believe there's about 155 verses in the Bible that has the word noise in it. And noise by itself simply means to make a sound or an expression. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody in this house what the devil wants to do is to put out your eyes where you can't see the glory, where you can't see the help, where you can't find the deliverance. But I come to tell you in this house, we don't have to give in to hell. We don't have to give in to the pressure. There is a God that can deliver. There is a God that's aware of our situation. He don't want you to lose nothing, and he sure don't want you to gain nothing out of hell's trouble. You're going to get offended at me. There's people that ain't at church this morning. It ain't because they're altogether sick. They don't want to come. Say amen now. It won't keep them out of their doctor's office visit tomorrow, but it'll keep them from the great physician today. Come on, say amen to me. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody something. By the lie, by the excuse, but I'm here to tell you in this house, compromise under pressure will bring only disaster. You must arise from it and shake past it. Hell says I can't go, but something inside of me said I must go. There's something inside of me that said come sing, swim or die. I've got to have help. I got to have deliverance. Oh, don't back up on me. It doesn't matter who you are. We must not compromise to the nay-has that's crowding on us. Is it not true? Come on, help me. Is it not true? He comes when you're dry. He comes when you feel empty. He comes when you feel like God is a million miles away. He comes to whisper in times that he feels that he can conquer you with his voice without an attack. Oh, I wish you'd help me while I preach. I'm watching you. Some of you finna start sitting down, and the rest of the real ones are gonna start getting up. Hallelujah. I've been there when I've had him come to my midnight and say, "Daylight ain't coming." You must understand, if we're to shout at daylight, we must master our midnights. Shouting in the quiet. Woo! Saying amen when it ain't there. Can anybody say amen? Amen? I want you to resound after me saying hallelujah, hallelujah when I don't feel like it. Saying glory to God when it feels like there ain't nothing to glory. Somebody to shout glory to be to God in the highest. When I feel like I'm down on the bottom, heaven don't know where I'm at. But can I tell you,
walks the valley floor. He rolls into the operating room. He goes into the center. He gets into the needle. He curses the infection. He binds the powers of hell. Who is he? He's the deliverer for Jabez. He's the conquering one. He is the holy one. He is the triumphant one. He is the one that says, don't give up your eye. You need to see my glory. Somebody say amen. No deal, devil.
It's yours. Come on, you ain't helping me. I believe the Holy Ghost is trying to move in a way. Last night, God helped my time and helped me to preach this out. Last night, I went to bed. It was a long time before I went to sleep. Long before I went to sleep, I laid there in that bed, my wife sound asleep. I want to tell you something. I laid with my hand on her back. I cursed every bit of the tumor. I cursed every bit of the pain. I cursed every bit of the conflict. I even reached down and I said, God, I know they've done an MRI the second time. And I said, it may look like that we're headed for surgery. I said, but I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, understand me, baby. I said, they may have to make an incision to mark the spot where the glory came in. I said, but when they see it, let them say it's not there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is he? I need somebody to talk to me. I'll tell you who he is. He is the provider. He is the man. Christ Jesus. He's the man in war. He's the man in battle. He is the conquering king. Nobody, anybody, regardless who they are, ain't nobody like Jesus. Ain't nobody like the Son of God. He's the conquering one. He's the Almighty. He's the protector of my eyes. He's the protector of my body. He's the protector of my soul. He that keepeth Israel will not slumber nor sleep. He is triumphant, and he needs a triumphant church. He needs a glorious church and to give praise unto our God. Said the tide can turn. Listen to me, and I must hurry. Your hour has come upon you. Your night of midnight has creeped in upon your soul. They've come to rob you of hope and joy and peace. They come to tell you that God has moved so far away. Help from above shall never come to thee. Your hour has fallen and there is no one for thee. But look around and shall I resound once again unto us? And they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You can say whatever you like. I'm not giving my eyes up for the Nahash. Hallelujah. I feel fire in my soul. I said I feel fire in my soul. I said I'm not giving up my eyes for Nahash. Are you hearing me? I must point out to you the mistake of the calamity of the people. They were dried up. Their wells were dry. Their crops were dry. Everything was empty. And the enemy come in. And I want you to hear me in this house. They thought the best thing to do is make a deal. But I'm here to tell you in this house, no deal on this side of the hill. We're not coming. We're not giving in. And we're not caving. Let the sinner run on. Let the backslider parade their follies of sin. But for their actions, help is on its way. Deliverance has come. Healing is in the wings of the Messiah. I want you to hear me. I want you to see, by the help of the Lord, the complaint that was great. David said, the enemy has come in upon us. Jabez said, Nahash wants our eyes. These are all great complaints. Well, I love what I feel right here. I may not even get to finish preaching today, but I'd sure like to have an altar that would be appealing. Hallelujah. The confidence, the complaint that was great. Notice what he said. Hear my voice and give ear because of the voice of my enemy. Anybody had the devil talk to you today? I've had him already this morning. I felt a blanket come over some of you. You'd rather hear him than you had God. Because you see, we're used to looking down. But faith demands you to look up. Faith says to your problem, it's not insurmountable. You can get above it. Fear wants to droop your shoulders, slow your feet, drop your head, peel your eyes down to the low plane, as if to though this is the only place to live. But I come to tell you in this house, there is a high plane, and David said it. He said, yet there is a handful of corn on top of that mountain. I want you to know that corn may be your miracle. That corn may be the very point where you find deliverance in your situation. Hallelujah. I said, God, let it course through our bodies. Let it run over our mind. Let it saturate us. That you're the confidence that is greater than our complaint. I want you to know that the complaint that was great, but I want you to see right quickly the confidence that was greater. Notice what he said here. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Oh, I wish I could preach. I've reached them places in my life where the complaint almost wanted to rob me of my confidence. But help me. Help come go with me. Why, Lord? Why? Have you not known my effort? Have you not seen my place? Know ye not that I have not been wicked? My heart's not been lifted up. These are all the things that Job had to say. But chapter 19 began to describe the glory of the suffering. And he said, mine eyes shall see him and not another. Though the skin worms eat my flesh, I'm going to make these bones shout. Hallelujah. Hey, some of you standing up when you'd rather be down. And there's some of you down, you're happy being there. Hallelujah. Great God, let me get past it. The confidence that was greater than the complaint was that I know that he will come and he will help and he will not tarry. He will help. And the word of God said in that right early. I love what I feel right here. I want to tell you what it means about that and right early. That means just on time, not a second before, and not a second after. Woo! He's coming right on time. And he said that right early. He said, you're going to look around and 1 second feel alone. And then the next second, there I am. Where you been? He said, I just got here. I come to show up on your behalf. I come to tell you, you can keep your eyes. You can keep your hope. You can keep your peace. Hell can't rob you of what I gave you. Three things God gave me in a time of prayer. And may I share them with you as I move to a close. I want to talk to you about the distress that oppresses. And the despair that overwhelms. And then I want to talk to you about the deliverance that overshadows. Did you not hear what he said in Psalms? When he made the statement, fearfulness and trembling are come upon me. Horror hath overwhelmed me. Distress means simply to reach a point just before panic sets in. I'm almost at that place. I feel like I'm about to go over the edge of despair. And I don't feel like there's a God anywhere that can help us. I want you to understand, and I want you to come go with me quickly. And I'll come back to this. But I want you to notice. I want you to see. Jabesh may have been a dry place, but I've lived in Jabesh land. I'm not ashamed to admit to you, I've been there. When I've ate the dust, I feel like failure and fate. I've been there when I felt like I've ate the dust of fearfulness. But I've also been there when I felt hope come alive. Hallelujah. I read this one time, and may I share it with you? I read this one time that said some of the most beautiful arrangements of the most fertile ground are planted not in the flat plain where the water can run and fill up the valley, but said sometimes it seems like the prettiest arrangements that are known to man are oft times on the edge of the volcanic land. There's a place in Panama that I have gone for the past few years and preached, and it's called Serra Punta. Serra Punta in English means the place of the point. There is a city just before Serra Punta. It's called Volcan or the volcano. And there you'll see the little city before Sarepta. It's called Vulcan. But up in Sarepta is where the real volcanoes are at. I remember my first time going there to preach. It is some of the most soiled land and some of the richest soil. I'm not exaggerating. There's some preachers preach and they exaggerate to make a story big. I've seen carrots as big as round as oranges in that long. I've looked while driving up that mountain to go to that church. It looked like patch quilt work. And they'd be gardens all around that volcano. And in them gardens were some of the best grown vegetables. It is known that Sarepta, for the city of Davi, which is the main city, right down below it, and even into Panama, that some of the best vegetables come from some of the most critical places. Hallelujah. Come on here now. I may have got here, but it wasn't by choice. But somehow or another, this volcanic land is producing something inside my faith that I never thought I'd embark upon. You ain't a helping as good as that is to be took. If I'd have been left where I was at, I'd have never known of His goodness. I'd have never known of His mercy. I'd have thought God packed up and left and moved and went somewhere else. But while the world deemed it was dangerous, I found it to be fruitful. I found it to be overwhelmingly great. I found it to be an hour where the best things of my life came from the point of my suffering. Hallelujah. It may look like midnight, but somehow or another, on the other side of the globe, there's a sun marching in your direction, and God is bringing the sunshine into your dark world. It's strange, but God has always been that way. He's took the most obscure situations and turned them into the most fruitful plain. Somehow or another, nobody but God can do it. He knows how to take pain and make a testimony. He knows how to take midnight and make a treasure. He knows how to talk about emptiness and make you know what it feels like to be full. You see, sometimes in my life, it's the low ebb of my life. Hit that point for me, will you? Will you hit the lowest note on that piano for me? I want you to ring it loud. I want you to ring it loud. Hit the lowest part of that bass if you can. Hallelujah, ring it loud. Ring it loud, Brother Rob. If you gotta turn it up to make it happen, turn it up and make it happen. Hallelujah. I want that rumble to get in the air. That is where the lowest place of my life. It's where I feel the most quaking. That's where I feel the most shaking. And that's where the enemy encamps the best. But somehow or another, in that low ebb, it's God's turning point unto a place of victory. Hallelujah. I don't know how that sound of the low rumble turns into a choir loft, but it's God.
God that knows how to do it. He builds choir lofts in the valleys of our life. He turns emptiness into fullness. He turns a fruitful plain into such a blossoming. Where did it come from? I came out of a hardness. I came out of a place where I felt like I'd never make it. But look around. I'm blessed and highly favored of God. I gotta hurry. I ain't gonna get done. But I must tell all of you marchers to the low ebb. Can you do it again? You marchers to the low ebb. I come to tell you, don't bank on the sound of the valley. Hope. It's like a spring. Ow! Charles Allen said, the low ebb of life and the low tide of life is only the borderline by where God draws the line. It says you must turn around and go back. Do it a little higher, and then I'm going to let you out of it. You're at the place in your life where you say, God, I'm at verse 9 in chapter 11. I feel like I've got to have help. And if God don't help me, I'm just about going to have to forfeit my eyes. I wish I was more important to you than anything else. You're saying amen and your mind ain't even on it. What a shame and a disgrace. Hallelujah! But I'm going to tell you something in this house. That is the place. One man said where God does his best. He shines the brightest in the darkest of the night. It is the glory that breaks through, handcuffs the night, and carries it away. And says you can't stay because I am the greater light. Right quickly. I want you to change it, and I want you to give me some fast music of a high cloud. Just give me, come on over to the winning side music. Right fast, just give me the music, no song. Hear me. What happens? I've lived with the humdrum. I've lived, are y'all coming with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't preaching to you, come on. To where I want to go. You've lived with the low ebb. You've almost forfeited your eyes. You almost gave up everything you had. But I felt the choir tune change when the Lord said, notice what he said, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul and he rent it to pieces. And I got to Messiah. What happened to Jesus? I tell you what happened to him. He became the bruised lamb. He became the sacrifice lamb. He became the triumphant lamb. He became the hand of deliverance for the church. That's where it's at. That's where some of your faith needs to reach. You've had your ear to the ground and you've heard the pounding of the hoofs of the horses. What you need is to flap into the wings of the angels. They said, by this time tomorrow, you see, ye shall have help. Come go with me so I can quit. I want you to notice help didn't come. Help came tomorrow. So what am I to do till tomorrow gets here? When the Bible said,
And when the men of Jabesh heard it, they were glad. Say it out loud. What am I going to do till help gets here? Be glad. Don't let Nahash compromise your hope to sell your eyes. I want to tell you this and hurry, and I'm going to get out of your way. While the distress was oppressing, the despair was overwhelming. I want to tell you in closing about the deliverance that was overshadowing. See, what you can't see at this moment, he's already in the fire. And you won't see it until you get in the fire to see it. Somebody say amen. The best shout is in the rainy season, not in the sunshine. Anybody, any place, anytime, anywhere, any hypocrite, any fake, any devil can shout while the sun's shining. But it takes saints to shout while it's midnight. Some time ago, I had heard the story and read it. An old black preacher preached it. He told about how this old black slave, I wish I could preach how I feel. He told about this old black slave who was driving his master's horse and buggy to Sunday meeting. He said he was just taking and riding down the road and slapping the old reins, driving his master to church. And you know how under slavery, you ain't your own. You belong to somebody else. You don't want to be there, but somehow or another, you got to do your time. Hallelujah. And baby, we're in a place we don't want to be there, and it seems like we're just having to do our time. Hallelujah. Come on, help me while I preach. Story went on to tell. It said, while he beat the old whips, are you hearing me? Patting them together, he was shouting, praise God, glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Finally, out the back of the carriage, the master hollered and said, why are you so happy up there? Why are you acting like that? He said, I'm just so happy, master. He said, I just don't know what to do. We'd find less to gripe about if we found more to praise about. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me before I have a fit. Hallelujah. Said he turned and told him. He said, Master, he said, can I go to church with you today? He said, yes, sir. He said, you go to church. He said, but you get up in that balcony and you be quiet and don't you get carried away and don't you say nothing. He said, if you do good, he said, I'll buy you a pair of new boots. Said they got to church. The old black slave went up and crawled up into the balcony. He said when he got up in the balcony, said he sat down
and try to contain himself. And he said, but the preacher got to preaching on Jesus. How powerful he was. How mighty he was. How strong he was in battle. He got talking about heaven and all the bliss of the glories of God. And he said, it was more than I can take. And said, up from the balcony jumped the old black slave. Hallelujah! Praise God! Glory to God! He said, boots or no boots. He said, I can't keep it. He's too big to keep inside. Thank God. I want to be a happy Christian. I want to be a worshiping Christian. I want to be a child of God. Trouble or no trouble. I can never cross enemy. Hey, I come to praise. I come to glory. I come to give him honor. I'm too overshadowed to be depressed by clouds. I'm too overshadowed to let the shadows haunt me. I'm too kept by the power to keep me. Then I had to give in and let hell frighten me.
Was, I'm going to take your eyes out. You'll never be the same. I got this for you, Brother Stanley, Sister Angie, and the rest of us. But I call you by name. Circumstances may appear to wreck our lives and God's plans. But God is not helpless among the ruins. Broken lives are not lost or useless. God comes in and takes the calamity and uses it victoriously, working out his wonder plan of love to show us he's in the sky above, to let us know that 911 prayers does get his attention, and that Christ is always there. Some of you in this house need the black man's religion. Boots or no boots, trouble or no trouble, midnight or no midnight, heartache or no heartache, I come to give him praise. I come to give him glory. The plan of the devil was to get me to compromise. But the proposal of the enemy was so disappealing. I couldn't give in to it. I couldn't give myself to it. It costed me too much. I want my eyes to see. Oh, I want to be like Simeon. I'm not going to die until I see the Christ child. Until I see his glory. Until I feel his power. He's going to be more than a baby. He's going to be the healer. He's going to be the deliverer. He's going to be the rabbi. He's going to be the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's going to be the wheel in the middle of the wheel. That's enough to make a Baptist shout. And I'm wondering about you. You know why you don't want to shout? You'd rather complain than you had to worship. I'm quitting. But if I be God's servant, I'd tell the truth. You griped on the ride over here. You talked about how long it was. And you talk about how fruitless it was. What your problem is, you're ready to give your eyes up. Then you had to give your heart up. Tell me if I'm wrong. You said it this morning. I don't see no good in what we're doing. But I tell you what I'm going to do till Tuesday. I tell you what I'm going to do till Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to be glad. Say amen, honey. Say it real loud.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm not trying to ignore you or hurt you, but it's tough being your honey and being your pastor all at the same time. Not I've got to complain about either one of them, but I will tell you this. When we pray and we tell God, I don't know how I'm going to be able to go in there if you don't help me to get in there. I tell you what I'm going to do till I get in there. I'm going to be glad. Is it Wednesday or Thursday? The test. One's Tuesday and one's Thursday. I hit all 3 days. I just didn't know which one to hit. I'll tell you what I'm going to do till then. I'm going to be a happy camper. And I'm going to be glad. No deal. You can't have my eye. I need somebody to put their foot on the devil's head right now and say, you can't have my eye. I done heard from up above. Help's coming tomorrow. Since some of you guys don't want to shout and be happy, I'm going to say it to our ladies. Say it to our young men and women. Shout it out. Tell hell it's no deal. I come to win the battle. I come to tell you the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. You ain't got to feel it to say amen. You ain't got to feel it to shout hallelujah. And the Bible said they begin to leap with joy. Right on the gates of hell with worship. There's a calm in the crisis. There is a God that can turn calamities into victorious periods. Hallelujah. You know why you feel oppressed? You know why you feel down and empty and broken? You know why it takes a month of Sundays for you to break through that mind battle? You know why every time you pray, you got to lay your hands on your own forehead? It's because you ain't let his hand touch your heart. And when you let his hand touch your heart, he calms the troubled waters of our soul. I feel the preacher in this house. He's come to tell you that are afraid, be not afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, but I will go with thee always. I don't know how you're going to interpret this. I don't know how you're going to take it. But I had to be glad on purpose. I had to be glad in spite of. I had to be excited when the enemy was still camped around me. Boys, if you're going to stand up here, behave and be still. I don't know how you're going to receive this, but the bad ebb of life is not altogether the turn of saying God is against us. For in your heart, you'll know whether you sinned or not. You'll know whether you transgressed or not. You'll know whether you dropped the promise or not. You know when you've stepped out of line. But when you know you ain't, be glad and rejoice. You know why some of you brethren, I pray through over it. You know why you don't want to be a shouter like some of these? You know why some of you don't want to be a Brother Jeff? You know why some of you don't want to get down and get down to business? It's because, you see, you got to get past your complaint and trust your confidence. You got to reach a place where you don't read hell's mail, but heaven's news. Sure, if there's anything that I could agree with hell on, I am a failure. But with Christ, I can do all things. Sure, without him, I would make an utter mess. But with him, I can subdue kingdoms. I can wrought works of victories. I can subdue powers. The weapon that is formed against me, I can take the blunt of it and break the point of it. I can take it away. I can dull the attack of the devil by my attitude of worship. You out of breath? Huh? Get up on that balcony. I need a man that's not ashamed. Huh? I'm pulling out old swords. Is that all right? Let you go. Your biscuit's gonna get cold. I told you about this the other Sunday. I told you he was the best. There's none like him. He's better than the rest. Somebody say amen. Huh? Ooh. Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Solomon means peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Solomon was a king for 40 years. Jesus is a king forever. Solomon had many wives. He has one bride. Solomon had gold in Jerusalem. He said, I've got streets of gold. Sheba came to talk to him about wisdom. He said, I am Solomon's wisdom. Solomon built a temple. And Jesus said, tear down this temple. And I shall raise it up again. Solomon destroyed it. But Jesus fixed it and healed it. Solomon studied the apothecary. He cried, I am the healer. Solomon died and was buried. He said, I live and live forever. I need a black man in the loft that shout hallelujah and sing praise to God. He's better than Solomon. He's better than Jonah. He's better than the princess. He's better than the kings. Ain't nobody like Jesus. Praise him, will you?